We're ready. Good evening. Well, we're going to move right into tonight's lesson. Just to give you a quick review, y'all did really well on the last exam. There was 116 A's, 68 of them were perfect scores, 12 B's, one C, and one D. So we know the one with the C and the D, you know. And I ain't saying that to be funny. Excellence in ministry. Always strive to do your best. And a good practice is never wait to the last minute to take your test. And you got to prepare, preparation. It's too easy to have a plenty of money and to make an A. Okay, I thought y'all should know. All right, we're moving on to chapter number 13 and 14 tonight. I want to reserve at least two classes for times of the revivalists, because I want you to understand that you are sitting up under the ministry of a modern day apostle and a modern day revivalist. I believe that God will use Apostle Thompson along with his apostolic team to create one of the greatest revivals in modern day history. Well, okay. Amen. You don't have to be a part of it. Leave the school. I ain't talking to you. Amen. You know, you got to believe. If you can't believe in the one you're following, get the hell up on out the way. See, John the Baptist was the preparer of the way. But sooner or later, he got in the way. See, all right. All right. I say he was once Jesus' ministry started, it was time for him to pack up his bags and follow Jesus. Are you listening? Know when you need to pack up and follow somebody and quit trying to be a walking wonder. Chapter number 13 is times of refreshing. Now, we went through times of revelation. That bespeaks the former reign. See, in Bible days, there was the former rain, then there was the latter rain. Times of revelation was the former rain, which prepared for times of repentance. Now, you get the rest of times of repentance because repentance breaks up the fallow ground in our hearts. That hard soil where no seed could be planted into. Are you listening? And then we have times of refreshing, which is the latter rain, which is to cause that seed to germinate with the earth and spring forth and bring forth a mighty harvest. So tonight we're going to look at chapter 13, times of refreshing. This is the third stage in, the seven stages to end time revival, catching the waves of revival. Go ahead, sir.
The times of refreshing
is the latter rain
that comes to mature the grain.
It comes to, notice, mature the grains. It quickens the process of maturity
by quickening the grains for the harvest.
By quickening or making alive the grains for the harvest. Understanding the times of refreshing.
In Acts chapter 3, verse 19.
In Acts 3:19.
One of the major rewards of
repentance
life is that times of refreshing will come and it will be sent from the presence of God.
So times of refreshing comes from where? The presence of God. But it is preceded by, watch this, true heart repentance. The Holy Ghost got to convict us. Are you listening? See, times of repentance, repentance from what? Sin, and repentance from what? Dead works. Those two work hands in hand. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Times of refreshing. Is it time of seeing the manifested presence of God?
It's times of seeing the manifested presence of God.
Break forth upon our lives.
Break forth, notice, up on our what? Lives. Go ahead.
The consciousness of God's presence becomes a reality in us and to us. We are conscious that God is not only around us,
but God is also where? In us. Now that bespeaks the scripture. God said, I don't dwell in temple made with hands. There was a day I dwelt in a temple made with hands, but it was only a type and a shadow. God dwelt, the true Holy of Holies is our spirits being indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? Are you listening?
Yes,
God is in me. God is in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Are you listening? Go ahead, sir.
The manifested presence of God.
The manifested presence of God.
Permeates throughout our soul and body.
Permeates throughout our souls and our bodies.
With the consciousness of God.
With the consciousness of God.
Time of refreshing.
Times of refreshing.
Is the time of seeing the seed within us.
Is times of seeing the seeds within us.
Germinate.
Germinate.
And rise to its full potential.
And rise to its what? Full potential.
There are God-given gifts and talents.
There are God-given gifts and God-given talents.
That have been placed inside of us.
That has been placed on the inside of us.
God has sown his seeds of promise.
God has sown, notice, God has sown his seeds of promise.
And revelation into our spirit.
In revelation into our spirits.
All of these things that God has planted.
All of these things that God has planted
into our spirits begin to be quickened and start to germinate.
They begin to be quickened, to be made alive, and they also start to germinate.
We start to see the hidden life.
We start to see the hidden life.
And the anointing of what God has placed within us.
And the anointing of what God has placed within us.
During the times of refreshing.
During the times of refreshing.
Those seeds that have already been planted.
The seeds that have already been planted in our lives.
Within us.
Within us.
See a maturing and quickening into our harvest.
See a maturing and a quickening into the harvest.
Times of refreshing is also a time of yielding to the presence of God.
It's also a time of yielding to the presence of God, giving God's presence the what? Right of way. Go ahead.
It is during these times of refreshing.
It is during the times of refreshing.
God teaches us to communicate wisely.
God teaches us to communicate wisely.
With his presence.
With his presence.
As he manifests himself.
As he manifests himself.
In a more tangible way to us.
In a more tangible way unto us.
The Holy Spirit woes us.
The Holy Spirit. What?
Woes us. Woos us.
Okay. Why he don't want to woe us. The Holy Spirit. That's all right. I'm training him. The Holy Spirit woos us.
Into an intimacy of relationship.
Into an intimacy of relationship.
And teaches us his ways.
And teaches us his ways.
The Holy Spirit trains our spirit.
The Holy Spirit trains our spirit.
To hear God's voice.
To hear God's voice.
And bear witness within our heart.
And to bear witness in our hearts.
That we are being raised up as his sons.
That we're being raised up as his what? Yeah, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirits that we are the sons of God. We are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God, joint heirs with the Christ. That's Romans 8, 14, 15, 16. You get it. Go ahead, read, sir.
The Holy Spirit causes us to break through.
The Holy Spirit causes us to break through.
Into a spirit consciousness.
Into a spirit consciousness.
That allows access.
That allows access.
Into his dimension.
Into his dimension. Now, the dimension, the realm of the spirit is where the Holy Spirit has dominion. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Y'all got to understand, this natural world came from the spirit world. If we're going to dominate in this natural earthly realm, we got to have some information behind the scene. We got to be able to see with a different set of eyes. Are you listening? See, in our consciousness, we got to be so God consciousness that we don't think with our eyes. Most people are moved by what they see. And we got to start being moved by what we believe. Read, sir.
A quickening of our zeal.
A quickening of our zeal.
And greater desire.
And greater desire.
For the supernatural takes place.
For the supernatural to take place. This comes during what? Times of refreshing. A greater desire for the supernatural. God is a supernatural God who does supernatural things. That's why we got to have some modern day miracles that cannot be compromised.
Amen.
So don't be afraid when your day comes. God dog it. Shatta. I'm going to cut up in here. Read, sir.
The
Holy Spirit
not only becomes manifested,
not only becomes manifested
to us
as a person,
but he opens up a new level of relationship.
But the Holy Spirit opens up a new level of relationship
for us.
Times of refreshing.
Is a time of yielding to one another. In true fellowship. Our love for God. Is deeply enlarged.
Enlarged and impacted. Go ahead.
Our hearts are broken.
And contrite before him. See, that's breaking up that fallow ground. That hard heart. Oh, don't act like you all that. All of us have had a hard heart towards God. That's why God is long-suffering. Why? He gives us time to repent. Can I give you another thing? He gives that word time enough to work. Y'all can say what you want, baby. God is like Roto-Rooter. He'll get the jam up out you. Go ahead. Our love for one another
takes on stronger bonds.
Unity cannot be achieved
by human endeavors, that often try to bring unwholesome man to relate with each other. Human relationships,
Only meaningful
when we have the third chord in it. God is restoring true meaningful. During these times of refreshing.
That comes from his presence. Go ahead. Times of refreshing. Notice what they say now. Times of refreshing. Watch this. Reveals the what?
Tears.
Jesus said, let the wheat and the tares grow up together. Are you listening? It's amazing. Tares look like wheat. Wheat look like tares. They look alike, but one ain't good. Sold in the same field. You didn't know you full of wheat and tares. Oh, no. Now I've lost you, right? But see, that's that mind. The tree of the knowledge of blessing. And calamity. The tree of the knowledge of good. And evil. They all come from seeds being planted. Hello? Wrong seed? I don't care, Christian or no Christian. Your soul got to be trained. Read, sir. Times of refreshing.
Is also a time when weeds and tares. Germinate and rise up. Together unto harvest. Discovering where the tares are. This is the most difficult part of the times of refreshing.
We
start to discover an enemy. Has sown seeds into our field.
Seed into our field right at the time of harvest. Here come a harvest you wasn't looking for. Because the enemy came and sowed them. And Jesus gave us wisdom. Don't pull up the wheat with the tares. That's why some men of God make mistakes. You're always trying to deal with crazy people. Now you're messing with your good people. Because the crazy people done befriended the good people. Oh, that's all right, y'all. I feel y'all. See, church folk don't get this. Wheat and tare look alike. Billy goats and sheep, they ain't alike. Come on, sir. The seed of the enemy is sown
into three aspects of our lives.
The seed of the enemy is sown into three aspects of our lives. This is the tares now. Come on.
Sin habit still exists in our body and soul.
Notice what it said. The sin habit still exists in your soul and in your body.
Sin nature has been removed. From our spirit. But our soul and body. Still retains its likes and dislikes within.
Now, let me tell you something. The church, they ain't ready for this. That's why some folks never grow up, because they never gain control of their soul. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and have a soul out of control? Because a soul out of control is not subject to the law of God. Are you listening?
Yes,
are you listening to me?
Yes,
I don't care how saved you think you are, you got to renew that mind. The renewing of the mind is the most important thing to a believer, bar none. Because that body will not line up until that soul gets into divine alignment. With my mind, I serve the law of God. But with my flesh, I serve the law of sin, which brings forth death. Read, sir.
Sin-conscious minds.
Sin-conscious minds.
Of our subconscious mind.
Or our subconscious mind.
Retains and remembers every word.
It retains and it remembers every word.
Emotion.
Every emotion.
Concept.
Every concept
that has impacted our life.
That has impacted our life. You got some soul wounds. We have some soul wounds. We have some stuff that happened in our childhood that we ain't got over yet. We have some things that happened in our adult life. Tell them, keep the air on for me, please. I've been getting a little home warm. I start coughing. We don't need that right now. Are you listening? Your subconscious retains these things. Go ahead, read, sir.
A stronghold. Is a mindset impregnated.
Notice, a stronghold is a mindset that's impregnated.
With hopelessness. That causes the believer. To accept as unchangeable.
To accept things. I'm going to add some stuff to it. To accept things that happen. Are you listening? In your life. Where the enemy think, make you think you can't ever come out. You ain't ever going to get out of that mess. You ain't going to ever break that cycle. See, a stronghold is a series of thoughts. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse number 3 says, casting down. No. I'm going to start with verse 3.
Okay.
For though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are not fleshly, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Strongholds. So notice a stronghold got to be pulled down. Then it say casting what? Down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, right? Then it says bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, that's three things you got to understand. Thoughts lead to imaginations. Imaginations become strongholds. A stronghold is just a series of thoughts that have been going over and over and over. That's why some people can't get over it. The last man they was with treated them so bad that when God sent them a good one, he the devil like the rest of them. No, your soul is your devil. Y'all don't want to talk now. So now you carrying out what the last person dropped off on you. All right. Satan does the same thing. He always try to make you feel like God is your enemy. The man of God is your enemy. Amen. Go ahead, sir.
A stronghold is a mindset. Impregnated with hopelessness. That causes the believer to accept. As unchangeable something. Which he knows is contrary to the will of God. Strongholds are fortified places.
Of Satan.
That he uses to exalt himself. Against the knowledge of God.
In other words, Satan is hiding out behind that stronghold, manifesting himself in your life. The Bible says, to whom you yield your members to, that's who servants you become. See, that's why we got to get this grace message straight. Though God has forgiven us, the sin issue in every believer life, better hear me tonight, was dealt with once and for all. But that don't say we have to sin. Are you listening? The power of sin was broken by the power of the blood. Are you listening? Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So when we know we are free from sin, it takes grace to empower us to live above it. And it's simple. To whom you yield your members. See? But that can't be done without a renewed mind. That's why the renewing of the mind. I cannot present my body unto God a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is my reasonable service, without renewing my mind. The renewing of my mind takes daily washing my mind with the Word of God. That's why lazy Christians are not going to make it in this day. We're going to have to give ourselves to the Word. We're going to have to give ourselves to prayer. We're going to have to give ourselves to fellowship with the apostle and fellowship with the Word of God and fellowship with the saints. All right. And take off the television. Oh, Lord. Get off social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. What you twitting? Come on. Go ahead, sir. Satan builds these strongholds.
To influence our thoughts,
patterns,
behavior,
character,
and lifestyle.
Satan does it. That's why it's a believer can live like he ain't never been saved. Amen. Saved, but live like he never been saved. It's in your Bible. Don't act like I'm preaching something. This ain't no false doctrine. You walk as mere men. Mere men have no power. Go ahead, sir.
The conscious mind. The enemy wants to sow seed. Presently into our minds. These new seeds desire. To penetrate our minds today. These present thoughts.
That enter into our conscious mind.
Can trigger a chain of negative.
Or positive thoughts.
Patterns. How to consciously deal with the tares.
Now we need to know how to deal with the tares. Tares are those seeds that's still in your head. Sit up here. I don't care how you look. On the internet, I'm talking to you too. You can't fake a preacher out. We got to live this too. And you ain't nobody's too anointed where the fiery darts of the enemy are not coming against your mind. Satan knows the only way I can get to a believer is I got to access his mind. So I'm going to keep throwing dart after dart after dart after dart. That's why you keep rehearsing that negative stuff over and over and over. Remember, 50 to 70,000 thoughts per day, 80% of them are negative. Now, you put that in your computer, and you know you need the Holy Ghost to help you to watch your thought life. Because that's the only way he can penetrate. Words. That's how he got Eve, with words. Seeds are words. Thoughts are words that get implanted. That's why they call you a nigger. Because they planted the thought that you are one. Now I'm going to press that trigger to make you act like a nigger. I'm just trying to help you. We got to quit letting people push our buttons by calling us racial epithets. Who are you? Are you a nigger or a son of God? I'm not sent to black folk. I'm sent to the body. White people need what I have. Asian, Chinese people need what I have. Why? Because the gospel is to nations of people. Read, sir.
We need to know. Whether the tares are already inside our subconscious mind.
We need to know whether the tares are already in our subconscious mind.
Or if they're trying to enter. Via our conscious mind.
All through thoughts. All through words. Read.
Conscious mind.
We need to be fully equipped.
With a renewed mind to stop any advances.
Of the enemy. And stop. Listen to that. You cannot successfully fight off the enemy without a renewed mind. A renewed mind can never be accessed without the help of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "The prince of this world cometh, but he ain't got nothing in me." Y'all ain't talking to me now. What? See, Jesus say, "I do always the things that please my Father. I listen to the words he speak, and I'll see the words he do. Go ahead, sir.
This is like preventing a bee.
This is like preventing a bee
from attacking or stinging the fruit.
From attacking or stinging the fruit.
Other times, we're dealing with tares and seeds.
Other times we're dealing with tares and seeds
within the subconscious mind of a person.
Within the subconscious mind of a person.
This is like dealing with the worm.
This is like dealing with the worm,
which are already inside the fruit.
Which is already inside the fruit.
And decay has already begun.
And decay has already begun.
We need to know how to deal with the bee.
We need to know how to deal with the bee.
The present attack. Coming from the outside. Through our conscious mind. We need to know how to deal with the worm.
We need to know how to deal with the worm.
An internal attack. Coming from seeds. Now embedded in our
subconscious mind. Y'all understand what's going on here? Huh? Can you see what's happening? You have things that are happening to you consciously and entering into your sub. Once it gets into your subconscious, oh, baby, the worm is in there. Are you listening? You got to know if it's in there to know how to deal with it. The problem is, like an alcoholic, most folk won't admit they got an issue. When you have an issue, you got to be able to find some brother or sister, some man or woman of God who is strong in the kingdom to be able to go to and share your whole life without fear of what somebody going to think about you. What the hell you? Ain't nobody got no time to be worried about what somebody think of. People think bad about you even when you're doing good. They call Jesus Beelzebub, the prince of devils. So if he was the prince of devil, who the hell you think they're going to try to treat you? Read, sir.
Number four, how to deal with the bee.
How to deal with the bee.
We need to avoid places. Where temptations are prevalent.
We need to avoid places where temptations are prevalent. You know you. Not nobody won't talk. You know you. The Bible says no man knoweth a man save the spirit of man within him. The only thing I know about you is what you are revealing to me or what the Holy Spirit will reveal unto me. And if the Holy Spirit reveals anything to me, watch this, where you are out of line, it is not to hurt you, penalize you, punish you, or put you down. The only reason the Holy Spirit gives men and women of God insight into the sheep lives is so that we can help them, recover them, restore them. Perfect them. You got that? Edify them. Not shame them. And make them ashamed. And that's why people don't come. They can't come to certain immature believers. Because when they come, the enemy gonna have them under control and manipulation the rest of their lives. Thank you for your enthusiasm. That's why Jesus told that woman, Jesus said, call your husband. She said, I don't have none. Jesus said, you have said, well, you don't have none. Said, the one you're with now ain't your husband. And beside that, you didn't have five others. Now, I want you to pay attention. He didn't shame that woman. He just went deep. You listening? See, when you operate in true apostolic and prophetic ministry, you'll be able to say things to people in such love. Are you listening? It'll deal with the truth in their life, but it won't offend them and run them off. That's why you have many people get prophesied to never come back to church. Uh-huh. Ooh. Go ahead, sir.
We need to take extra precaution. In the areas that we are commonly tempted. And men fall. We need to develop a healthy thought pattern.
We need to develop, notice that, a healthy thought pattern.
About the areas where we are commonly tempted.
In other words, the areas where we're commonly tempted, we got to put something in there. For computers now, you have antivirus software. Well, the word of God is antivirus software from them seeds the enemy trying to plant in your mind to make you act a certain way. Go ahead.
We need to deal with religious attitudes.
We need to deal with religious attitudes.
That we may have about those areas of temptation.
That we might have about those areas of temptation.
We need to deal wisely with negative words.
We need to deal wisely with negative words.
Spoken to us every day.
Spoken to us every day.
We need to respond rightly to circumstances.
We need to respond rightly to circumstances.
And situations in our lives.
And situations in our lives.
Here are four guidelines on responding rightly.
All right, here are the four guidelines to responding rightly in any given situation.
We have only a limited view of any given situation.
Did y'all hear that? All of us. We only have a limited view of any given situation. What I like to tell believers is you got to ascend where God is, because God sees the whole picture. Oh, that's all right. Go ahead.
We're not able to properly interpret the given situation.
We're not able to properly interpret the given situation.
We can become insistent.
We can become insistent.
Dogmatic. And prejudice in our approach in a given situation. Number five, how to deal with the worm. We need to repent. Asking for forgiveness from God. For allowing those seeds to be embedded in our subconscious. We need to renew our mind in those affected areas. Of our lives. Survey the extent or the measure of damage in the fruit. We need to ask ourselves the following to measure. The extent of internal damage. Being done by these seeds embedded in our subconscious. Is the seed preoccupying my thoughts? Are my emotions taking a toll?
Are they taking a toll on my emotions? Some of y'all sitting up here act like you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you mad at your wife or your husband that you won't forgive him for the wrong he did, or you won't forgive her for the wrong she did. Why? Because you got that thing that is embedded in your soul and it's spinning like a top. I'ma hurt her before she hurt me. Where'd that come from? I'ma hurt her worse than she hurt me. Where'd that come from? That come from them tears. That come from that worm that's embedded in that soul. So when the Holy Ghost say, don't answer back. He done made me mad, and he gonna get a piece of my worm infected mind. Thank you. Go ahead. If my conversation often reverting
to the incidents or seeds.
Am I thinking of any physical actions? To carry out these obsessive thoughts. Now, y'all know y'all don't want me to go here, because some of y'all plan ahead of time. I'm not cooking for him today, because he made me mad last night. And tonight when he think he about to touch this, I'm going to play MC Hammer. Don't touch this. Go ahead. Is my willpower crumbling in? Refusing to resist these emotional passions.
Who should we turn to for help?
You better help by watching that clock back there. Make sure I ain't going overtime. All right, let's go.
Choose someone who is.
Start from the beginning.
Who should we turn
to?
Choose someone who is true.
Who's trustworthy.
Who does not have a problem in that area.
A problem in the area of the temptation that you're dealing with.
Who has very high standards in this area.
According to the Word of God. Who's in leadership.
And have proper covering over his life. Who can give us consistent help. Until we are fully delivered.
In other words, don't go spilling your beans to some idiot. who gonna watch this forever, have you under their spell, because they ready to expose what they think is your weakness. Y'all better hear me. I wish some of y'all read your own Bible. I wish you read your own Bible. God did something with David that probably you don't see in this day. When David slept with Bathsheba, had Uriah killed. Are you listening? Thank you for your enthusiasm. It's in your own Bible. He did all of this. He lied. He was an adulterer and a murderer. He did all of this. And here comes God sending a prophet to him saying, David, before you did all that, I knew your heart. Something got in your soul. You're a man after my own heart. So therefore, I can forgive your iniquity. For I was wounded for your transgression. I was bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of your peace was upon me, and by my stripes you are healed. What are you saying here, man of God? God has already dealt with the sin problem. David went from old covenant to new covenant by having a revelation of who God was. Unlike this church today. Shundai, hook a Messiah, oh mama, my knee hurt. Can I get a new pair of sunglasses? Read.
Who operates in discerning of spirits.
Read, sir.
Who operates in the
go to somebody who operates in discerning of spirits.
And we need someone possibly in our own local church.
And we need somebody in our own local church. Y'all ready for this? You need an apostle. You need a father. A father know his children. Talking about mothers. I love mothers. I thank God for mothers. But I know they people ain't ready for this. But that's why families are so broken. Because most homes are fatherless. Of the absentee father. You get your identity from your father. And any woman who doesn't appreciate the role of a father don't really understand God. All this gender wars, foolishness. God made a woman so when you look at her, you can see God. So treat her like you treat God. She wasn't put under your foot. She was taken out of your side. Go ahead, sir.
The end of chapter 13.
Okay, how much time we got?
None.
What? What?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Get your sit. You don't tell me what to do. Sit your tail on and read.
Chapter 14.
Chapter 14. Read.
Principles to overcome temptation.
Principles to overcome temptation.
Temptation occurs because of wrong thought patterns.
Temptation occurs because of wrong thought patterns.
Any wrong line of thought harassing our minds.
Any wrong line of thoughts harassing our minds.
Can become a target for enemy invasion.
Can become a target for enemy invasion.
Our temptations are common.
Our temptations are common.
Three areas where all men.
Look at that clock tempted. Back there. They watching the clock. You read.
Three areas where all men will be tempted.
Three areas that all men will be tempted. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life.
All temptations can be overcome.
All temptations can be what? Overcome.
God will not allow us to tempt.
God will not allow us to be tempted above that which we're able. That's it. Y'all finish chapter 14 because next week we're going to chapter 15 and 16. God bless you. Have a good night.